Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I come to you, I'm thinking about this last weekend. Robin and I went to Santa Cruz for the weekend, actually Friday and Saturday, and because I worked on Sunday, I was here. Santa Cruz has been a place that's been special for us. It was also our anniversary, and we were able to celebrate our anniversary there. And as it turns out, Santa Cruz is where we were living when we got married. And so we have a lot of memories there. We were there for a long time ago. And while we were in Santa Cruz for this visit, I found myself as we were driving around, and then we lived there later for 7 years. But it's been 20 years since we've lived there. And while we were driving around, I found myself looking at different businesses, different buildings, and recognizing them, and then trying to remember what they used to be, which was interesting. It was sort of fun, and trying to remember old stories and stuff. And then I got to realize that I could spend the entire weekend looking at what things were and trying to look back on what used to be, or I could experience the weekend as it was, acknowledging the past. We went to restaurants that we appreciate, to a bakery that we love, had an anniversary late lunch at a restaurant that we had an anniversary dinner at when our daughter was 2, which she's 28 now, so that was a couple years ago. We didn't have the same meal we had then necessarily, but it was good to be back in that space. But the point being that we were creating new memories, and I needed to open myself up to the new experiences that we have when we visit Santa Cruz now, at this point in our lives, at this point in our marriage, without kids traveling with us. And it is a different experience, a different visit these days than it was when we lived there and than what it was when we were growing up. And that's good. It's good to have the memories. But it's also good to be open to and experience the new things that are there, the new restaurants, the new places to go, the things that I don't have a story about to tell people when we sit down next to them at a restaurant. I go and be able to tell them, well, you know, we used to live here. You know, the things that you kind of bring up. And I was thinking about that also as it relates to this Sunday's text that I'll be preaching from Luke chapter 9, in particular verse 62, where Jesus warns or explains that you can't plow, have your hand on the plow while you're looking back. You actually need to be looking forward to where you are going, and I think the same is true. Most of us aren't plowing these days, but I think the same is true in our lives of faith and in our lives in general, that while it is important to remember, it's also important to be aware of where it is we are headed and to bring that which has occurred, those experiences, and build upon them, those life experiences, to either replicate or do different, whichever the case may be. It's easy and sometimes tempting to just to continue to look back and tell stories about the good old days and pine for how things used to be. I certainly have no trouble engaging in some of that behavior, and even looking at our wedding picture and going, oh, to be that young again. But I'm not. And there are plenty of advantages to being the age I am and to being the place in life where we are. And so the goal actually then is to enjoy today and to live into the present and be thinking about the future in our lives of faith, in our relationships. So that's my encouragement to you today, is to go ahead and keep an eye on where that plow is headed so that you don't run into anything, and to, of course, keep your memories in the past, the things that have shaped you, keep an eye on where you are headed and make sure to keep those rows that you're plowing straight. It's been good spending a part of this day with you halfway through the week. I look forward to seeing you next week and maybe even in worship on Sunday. Take care.